Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Olivia.
Hello, and greetings from the Comedy Kingdom to the Orient. For at this session, we will take up the subject of chop suey, chow mein, rubber plantations, Harry Carey, boiled rice, and geisha girls. Well, that sounds rather comprehensive, but when you try to cover the entire Orient in 15 minutes, you have to spread it on pretty thin. Now, the Orient is a very backward part of the world, and it never seems to look where it's backing. Oh, it's an amazing place where nations constantly take up arms and declare peace on one another. Where poverty-stricken coolies kneel in front of gigantic statues and cry, Buddha, can you spare a dime? Oh, but enough of conversation. Let's have some Oriental atmosphere with the three guesses landing us in that famous melodic harbor, Nagasaki. Baffling, inscrutable. How can we solve the ageless mystery that hangs about it, enshrouding it like an old faded Mother Hubbard? Perhaps we can get the answer from Dokes and Dokes.
Yes, ma'am, what can I do for you?
Will you send this wire for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm leaving for the Orient today.
For the Orient?
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you Mrs. Dope?
Yes. Did you see my picture in the paper? China bound.
Yes, I did. And your brother is waiting in the lobby.
Who?
Your brother.
I haven't got a brother.
Isn't that funny? I thought you had a flock of them.
And I never had a brother.
I understood you to mean that.
But my sister has a brother.
Now, wait a minute. You say your sister has a brother and you haven't?
That's right.
Mrs. Dope, I was just talking to
Wait a minute. I have an idea. How tall is he?
Oh, he's a little fellow and comes up to about your shoulder.
Then he must be my half-brother.
Half-brother, my eye. You know, you might be an orphan.
A what?
An orphan.
How orphan?
Isn't that awful?
Say, what does he look like?
Who?
My brother.
Why, Mrs. Doakes, you just said...
I know I did, but I want to know what he looks like.
Well, to begin with, he has a long face.
Like a horse?
Yes, like a... No, no. Why don't you see the man?
Well, has he been waiting long?
Over an hour, and the last time he asked about you, he's beginning to look depressed.
Depressed?
Yes, ma'am.
Down in the dump.
Yeah, all right, have it your way, down in the dump.
It's the garbage man.
The garbage man? Hey, you think I'd let a garbage man come into this beautiful lobby?
Well, he might be looking for you.
For me?
Yes, I heard the boss say he was going to can you.
Mrs. Dope, will you please see this man? If it isn't your brother, it might be your father.
Father? That's who it is. He's going to see me off to the Orient.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Is he wearing a gray suit?
Yes.
A brown hat?
Yes.
Black and white shoes?
That's right.
Well it isn't father.
I expected that. Say, haven't you any idea who this might be?
Ask me.
I have asked you.
So what?
So what? What?
Oh, yes, so what? That's all.
Oh, we're getting nowhere with all this nonsense.
Well, we're not going anywhere.
Mrs. Dokes, I've been talking to you for 3 minutes, and there seems to be no sensible answer out of you.
Maybe it's the Oriental prunes I had for breakfast.
That's it?
That's what?
You're full of prunes.
My good man, Oriental prunes are considered a great brain food.
Oh, they are?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd like to know how you prepare them.
And I'll be glad to tell you. Now, listen closely.
I will.
When I do prunes like cranberries, they taste more like applesauce than rhubarb, providing you prefer grapefruit to oranges.
Oh, good night.
Again, the Comedy Kingdom welcomes royalty within its gates. Lee Keener, King of the Banjo. King Lee, which sounds sort of Chinese itself, gives us his version of the Orient. China, we find ourselves in Turkey, where we see our old friends Ebenezer Tollgate and his wife Malaria. They went there primarily because Ebenezer wanted to find out how the expression harem scarum originated, but here they are.
Turkey sure is a wonderful country. Well, just think, Malaria, sometimes a single Turk will have as many as 10 wives.
Goodness, I wonder how many wives a married one would have.
Oh,
Ebenezer, listen to that music. What is it?
Oh, it's some kind of a sheik playing for the hooch.
Well, why don't somebody bring him a bottle?
No, they don't drink hooch in Turkey, they dance it.
Oh, I see. A Turkish minaret.
No. A minaret is one of them spires on top of that mosque over there. Each spire has little statues on it. Mm-hmm. There are 4 statues per spire.
Oh, no wonder they do. It's frightfully hot.
Yes, it sure is. Gosh, I'd sure like to have a nice cool bath, Malaria.
You're in the right place for one.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, in Turkey, you ought to take a cool, refreshing Turkish bath.
What are they like?
How should I know? But just imagine telling the folks back home that we had a real Turkish bath right where they're made.
I'd rather see a harem.
Ebenezer!
Oh, gosh, Malaria, I didn't mean no harem.
Look, here's a Turkish bath placed right here. See that sign? Mustafa Kemal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't care if you must have an elephant. I don't like the looks of it.
Go on in, Ebenezer. I've always wanted to know what a Turkish bath looks like. Go on in and find out for me.
Woman, someday your curiosity is going to ruin me. Oh, well, may as well go in and get it over with. I want to take a bath. Where's your tub?
Tub? Tub? I do not understand, monsieur.
You don't understand tub? Say, what kind of a joint is this, anyhow?
Would monsieur like to have his bath wet or dry?
Wet? Hey, are you trying to kid me?
Oh, no, monsieur.
Well, then give me a wet one. I come here to be laundered, not dry cleaned.
Very good, monsieur. Please, sit right down on this chair and remove your clothing.
Wait a minute. There ain't no tub in here.
Oh, no, monsieur. This is a Turkish bath.
All right. Let her go. All the gall darn place you ever got into. This is the silliest. Hey, what's the idea? Hey, turn that steam off. Hey, I come here to take a bath, not to get scalded to death. Hey, let me out of here, will you? Hey, darn thing must have busted. Hey, let me out of here. Help! Help!
Does monsieur want something?
Sir, do I want out?
Oh, very well. Now, if monsieur will just lie down on this table.
On this one? Don't I even get a bathrobe?
Oh, but no, monsieur.
All right, what are you going to do to me now?
Oh, it is the rubbing. Monsieur must be a little stiff.
Yeah. Hey, who are you calling a little stiff?
Right up on the table, please.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's it.
Oh, gosh, that slab is cold.
Yes, monsieur.
Yeah.
Relax, monsieur.
Yeah, all right. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you're too sleepy.
Oh, please, monsieur. Keep quiet. Just relax,
what
monsieur.
What are you going to do? What kind of a bath do you have? Quit it, will you? Quit it!
Very well. Have it your own way, monsieur. Our next step is to restore the circulation.
Wait a minute now. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, wait a minute now. Hey, listen to me. Ow. Hey, cut it out, will you? I come in and get a bath. I tell you, wait a minute. Hey, what sort of a bath is this anyway? I've got all the law on you. Wait a minute. Quick, give me a bath. Over here comes malaria.
Hello. Have you had your bath yet?
No, but by golly, if this guy keeps on working on me, I'm sure going to need one.
Goodbye to Comedy Kingdom. But before we leave the Orient, I want to say that we owe a great deal to the Chinese. They would give you the shirt off their back if you had the ticket for it.